December 12th, 2020. The Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. State of the Union Message. Our Lady comes as Our Lady of Guadalupe. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Sadly, I tell you today, on my feast day of my encounter with Juan Diego, your country is at war. It is a war which began in the womb when abortion was legalized. It has continued in hearts, the greatest weapon being lack of recognition of evil. The latest battleground is ongoing in the presidential election. The weapon now being used is a cyber attack. The people are being forced to accept a president they did not elect. Satan knows your nation could readily defend itself in any nuclear attack. He chose a more hidden attack, in the way he secretly took over the election returns by gaining control of hearts through threats to personal welfare. He is now attempting to compromise the Supreme Court justices in the same way. We cannot lose this important battle between good and evil in hearts by the use of threats. We must persevere in the quest for openness. If the people of this nation would once again allow me to be queen of their hearts, your nation could return to the security it once enjoyed. People need to pray that their priorities be restored to righteousness, to serving God and neighbor. Time is of the essence. Do not serve the gods of the world, money, technology, and reputation. Be God's agents in a world so focused upon human strength. Pray during these times for God's strength to overcome evil and to clearly identify evil in hearts. Then the technology God has given as good will be restored to supporting the righteous welfare of all. Pray your rosaries as a weapon no evil can fight. I am always close to you when you pray. This is my State of the Union message. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 11 through 13. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Scripture verses asked to be read by Our Lady of Guadalupe.